It is the Friday Show, Neil Atkinson. I've got Tezza, I've got Adam Smith, I've got Andy McCann all here. Tezza, first time in ages. It's good to have you back.
I know. They've been crying out for me. I don't know what's happened yet.
The public will be up the wall. Sadly, Tezza's had engagements on a Thursday. That's eased. But the season finishes soon. So, you know, you'll have to bear that in mind. Maybe we'll get them to extend it for us so we can get more of that. So you're going to have more Tezza to come. We've got Alan Wares as well, James Roach, two of the clubs whose name begins with B, who could very well end up in any of the three European competitions, or indeed none. That is Brighton and Burnley. But first, here is Natalie Bromley on Burnley, obviously, and they can't end up in a European competition. Joined by Natalie Bromley. Now, I asked Natalie to join us before the Scott Parker news broke today because Burnley are playing Leeds, and it's obviously a big game at the bottom of the table. But I also wanted to catch up about the end of the season and the rumours that were circulating around Scott Parker. It then got confirmed. I said I was surprised on the text of Natalie, and she said, why are you surprised? And the reason I think why I'm surprised, Natalie, is if you're going to sack the fella, why don't you just do it in January and have a chance staying up? That's what surprises me. I just thought you'd just run with him now until, you know, the start of next season and the championship. That's genuinely why I'm surprised. But you're not surprised.
Yeah, well, I think let's take your 2 points first. I think that's a good point. And I think on reflection after the announcement's gone, that's where my head has gone with this. I think when you look at the decisions of the season overall from the Burnley board, you think, OK, if relegation is such a fundamental thing that you will lose your job over it, then relegation is a fundamental concern for the board. So surely you sack somebody 6 months earlier and give you the best chance of avoiding that. So yes, I do completely agree with that. That is a very good point. I think a lot of the decisions that have been taken this season have baffled me. I speculate on this, but I wonder whether this has ultimately come down to money, whether or not he had a much cheaper compensation package following relegation, whether we've got finances to think about. That would make sense to me, the fact that as soon as we got relegated, within days he's been sacked, despite not winning two games since October, and just all of those losses from them. So I wonder whether it's maybe that's a speculation from my perspective.